This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here, kicking off the second hour of the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
How are you?
And Tony.
It's worth mentioning here that apparently it was 29 years ago to this day that the federal government murdered about 76 people.
Yeah. Many of them children.
Dozens of them children in Waco, Texas.
A story that most people don't know and or even heard about.
Yeah, I imagine the Zoomers have no idea that this happened.
Sure they do. Netflix had a special about it.
Who had a special?
Netflix.
Really?
What was their conclusion?
It was a miniseries traumatized. Yeah. So, I mean, if you paid attention, they were fair to both sides.
Were they?
Well, yes. But if you paid attention, they criticized the federal government more than anything.
Hmm. Well, that's reassuring.
I mean, they did point out that, you know, the Davidians, that was the religious group that was at Waco, weren't actually threatening anyone. They didn't actually do anything illegal or immoral or, you know, shady even. They were just there.
Besides for them having weapons, what was the premise for them going in there again?
It was, I believe, about children. Claims of harming kids. Unproven claims of harming kids.
Yeah, because there were never any allegations of the Davidians of, you know, child molestation or any of this other stuff that you hear from some of these other cults. There's some sunshine cult that was in the news a few years ago about this. But those accusations never came forward about the Davidians. They were just this kind of kooky religious group out there in Texas. They didn't hurt anyone.
Yeah, and the old statement was that David Koresh, the leader of the group, was regularly out for like a morning jog or a walk or something. So he regularly left the compound. And so if the feds had wanted to pick him up, I believe, if I recall correctly, he was wanted on like a failure to appear. There was some sort of a court case that he didn't show up for. So had they wanted to grab him, they could have done so, but they wanted to do a lot more than that.
Make an example.
And they burn the place down.
They do that. That's what they do.
So in other news, we got lots of stuff to talk about here tonight. Still to come, we got an update on Shanghai. Conan, you've got a story about that tonight. Plus, are Zoomers, since we were talking about generational differences, are the Gen Z folks walking away from social media? In significant numbers, we will talk about that.
That just doesn't seem...
Conan is skeptical.
It doesn't seem likely to me.
But first, we're going all the way to the future, where Nick is calling from tomorrow morning. It's Thailand. He's calling from Thailand. Good morning, Nick. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good morning. And, hey. Second time calling in. Love the show.
Thanks.
Like all of the hosts, pretty much. To the point where I'd really like to be in the AMPS program.
Okay.
But I really hate Patreon. They're kind of like GoFundMe, where I've heard a lot of horror stories about them screwing over people that don't believe, you know, the narrative.
Sure.
So I was curious if you guys ever looked into Subscribestar.
I've heard of them. Isn't that the blogging site?
No. It's basically the alternative. It is what GiveSendGo is to GoFundMe.
Oh, okay.
It is to Patreon. So it's the same thing where you can, you know, set it up so you can donate $1, $5, $10, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys get on that, I'm willing to become a gold member.
Well, you can join the AMPS program with cryptocurrency as well. I mean, you don't necessarily...
No, you really can't because I can't accept cryptocurrency and we don't have any direct way of doing that. So, unfortunately...
And that's one of the things I disagree with Free Talk Live with. I'm not a crypto fan. I very much differ with that, so I don't own any cryptocurrency. But I'd be happy to, you know, subscribe to AMPS through Subscribestar if you guys were able to link that up.
I mean, none of these platforms are perfect, right? You mentioned GiveSendGo, which is something that I just became aware of recently because Angie Gordon, who's frequently on the show here with us, launched a campaign there for Jay Noon, who's also frequently on the show with us because he's battling the DYCF at the moment. I was surprised to find that she was using it, given their religious ideals. I mean, they are a hardcore Christian website, and they specify that it's Christian donations to Christian families and stuff like that. So it's not like an alternative to GoFundMe. It's like Mingle is to Match.com. It's a Christian version of GoFundMe, not necessarily an alternative. But there's also things like Sciatica.io, which is the same thing for Muslims. There are a bunch of these platforms.
Sciatica, I thought that was like a back problem.
Or a skin problem. Something.
It's not sciatica. That's very close. I don't know. It's a Muslim word, okay?
All right, you're discriminating. You're not allowed to ask our mental problem, our mental and physical problems.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it, Nick.
Yeah, I mean,
see if it's worth
doing. Again, I don't know. I mean, I know that Give, Send, Go or whatever is very Christian-oriented. To my knowledge, Subscribestar doesn't have any of that. And I know that I currently donate to like three or four different YouTube or content creators that were kicked off of Patreon that Subscribestar is welcomed in, and it basically runs the same, because I used to be on Patreon as well, but like I said, when they start kicking off the people that I liked, I vowed I'll never give them my money again. So if you guys switch over to Subscribestar, it's two clicks of a button, and I'll get you, you know, the full membership at $10 a month or whatever.
So what I was looking for is Sciatica, not Sciatica.
And what is that?
It's an Ummah crowdfunding thing, a faith-inspired Muslim. It's a Muslim GoFundMe.
Nick, boots on the ground report. How's Thailand these days?
They're very much into the masks. I walk around getting a bunch of elbows from my wife for not putting one on. People look at me funny, but
is she a native?
Yeah. She's from here. That's why we're here. But yeah, it's close to normal. But, again, they still refuse to let go of the mask stuff. And then getting into the country was kind of a pain because they had the quarantines and just it was a nightmare. But
now, Thailand,
in, it's not
yeah, and how was masks before all this? Because I know some communities over there like to just wear masks, especially on subways and whatnot, in transit.
You would see some. Like, I used to live here about, like, I mean, like, full-time live here about 10 years ago. And you would see some people, but it wasn't that prevalent.
Right.
Yeah,
it really didn't kick in until the COVID stuff happened.
Usually in Asian countries, as I understand it, and I did visit Tokyo in 2018, it was probably 1 out of 20 or 1 out of 30 people. It wasn't very common. But it's usually the people who are sick at the time.
Which makes sense.
They would go ahead and put a mask on. Is that your understanding of it in Thailand, Nick?
It's mostly Hong Kong and China. Because in those areas, there's a ton of pollution.
Yep.
So people wear it for that reason. But Thailand isn't quite as, I mean, it's industrial, but not that industrial. But if you're in, like, Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, or even Japan, which is kind of, you know, cleaned itself up, you're not going to have as many people wearing masks. Where you see the pictures in the magazines of everybody masked up prior to COVID, was mostly in China just because the crazy amount of pollution.
Now, isn't Thailand the country where if it is perceived that you are insulting the king, you will be put to death?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's
very,
the one.
Very strict laws as far as that's concerned.
Can you even criticize the government?
What do the people think about him? Is he like a god king or something?
He's not going to answer that question, honestly.
Speak about it while I'm in here. you can criticize the government.
Okay.
You just can't criticize the royal family.
Is it so? Okay. What I'm asking.
He's basically stolen the British system.
What I'm asking, does he have like the mandate of heaven that Xi has over in China? You know,
that I don't know of. I don't think they think of him quite like that. But the king that was the super prestigious one that everybody loved passed away about 5-6 years ago. The new one isn't quite as loved. I'll just keep it at that.
Very good. Nick, I appreciate your call, man. Enjoy the morning. Thanks for the heads up on the other site. We'll take a look at it. And thank you. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind here and take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. Coming up, we're going to get into, is it true that Generation Z is possibly walking away from social media? Conan Skeptical, get into it coming up on Free Talk Live.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Turning or we're going to be talking about social media and Generation Z. Are the youngsters starting to walk away from their addictions? The number is 603-283-6160. Ian Arya and Conan in the studio here tonight. The story coming from the New York Post that Zoomers are known for being glued to their phones, but sometimes 20 or some 20-somethings are taking a stand against all-consuming apps such as TikTok and Instagram, calling them toxic and obsessive.
What do people do on Instagram?
They post pictures.
I know, but that's not like an active thing, right? Like, I'm on Instagram, and I open it up, you know, once a day or so and take a picture of my dog or a cat or whatever cute animal happens to be nearby, and I post it to Instagram.
Arya, you're fueling the problem. You are fueling this obsession, this obsessive, toxic obsession. And the kids, they love it. They're like, they're just waiting for Arya to post a picture of the dog swimming in the river.
Well, people watch other people's Instagrams, right? So you follow people on there, and then...
Because I don't do that part.
Okay.
Isn't there a time limit, like a 15-second time limit or something?
I don't know about that.
Snapchat.
I think Instagram's also limited, too, because I remember I've seen Bonnie using it. I used to use it at one time. And you can post I think they call it a story. And that is like a temporary thing that doesn't last for more than 24 hours, which I never understood. It's like, if I'm going to take a picture that I think's worth sharing, why wouldn't I want it to be there longer than 24 hours? So I never, personally, when I used Instagram, and I don't anymore, but when I did, I never posted to the story. Thanks, like, well, you know.
So which one deletes after 24 hours?
The story.
This is Instagram.
Yeah, but you can post more than one of these at a time, but they're all short. So I don't know if it's 15 seconds or 30 or what, but you can do it in multiple parts. So if you've got a long thing to say or whatever, you can post 10 of them and get the whole thing that you have to say out. But then it disappears. So your followers, if they're not on it every single day, they miss what you were trying to share with them.
Exactly, which means you have to be on every single day. Or you'll miss something.
That's how they get you.
I'm not feeding into the problem because I don't do that nonsense. If I post a video or a picture, it's there until they delete it or I delete it.
Right.
So, all right, so we have three of these knuckleheads. You got Snapchat, Instagram, and now we have TikTok. China-owned TikTok.
I hate to tell you this, but there's four of these. Facebook also has stories now.
YouTube has shorts.
They do, but those are permanent, aren't they?
Yes. Well, they're permanent on TikTok, too. So YouTube's shorts is to compete with TikTok.
No, but I hit it. I hit it right on the head. You have to stay on update. Yeah. You have to follow everyone, and you have to be there.
If you're not there every day,
looking and scrolling,
you might miss something. So you got the fear of missing out. That's what's drawing people there every day obsessively.
So according to this article, though, some of these kids are waking up, which I find comforting.
That's what they're saying here. The young people say they're regaining control of their time by stepping away from the scroll. And the anti-app wave seems to be catching on. New research reveals that Instagram is losing its grip on the next generation. According to a recent survey commissioned by investment bank Piper Sandler, only 22% of respondents between the ages of 7 and 22 named Meta's popular photo sharing platform as their favorite app, down from 31%.
You caught that too.
Yes, I did. Arya's eyes just about rolled out of her head just now. Meta.
No, it's something completely different.
Uh-oh, man.
What got my attention? 7-year-olds. 7 to 21-year-olds is what you said, right?
7 to 22, yeah.
Arya, don't you know that when you get your 1-year-old's fingers painted, multicolored, and her ears pierced too, by the way, you also create her a new Facebook account.
I know people who do that sort of thing, but that's not the 1-year-old isn't using Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Their parents are.
Yeah, so why does she need a Facebook account then?
But why is a 7-year-old on Instagram?
Because she or he would be bored without it.
Whose fault is that? I didn't have it, and I wasn't bored.
Their parents are for putting them in front of a device from day zero. I mean, these kids are growing up on tablets and phones, and they've got a phone by the time they're out to kindergarten.
Yep.
You know?
And it starts, it's playing their favorite cartoons, and then it evolves from there to social medias.
20-year-old Gabriella Steinman told the Post, quote, when you...
What are the seven... Do they have any quotes from 7-year-olds here?
I don't think so, no.
By the way, I'm guilty of this. I remember...
Of what?
Over a decade ago, I was installing, I would be visiting my siblings, and their children are there running around screaming and hollering and being kids. And I remember purposely downloading an app on my phone for kids to hand over to one of these 5 year olds to keep them busy.
Was it some kind of game?
I just thought it was cute. It was one of these cats. It was like a cat, and you could like pet it and stuff, and it would react.
Okay.
I actually think that's still pretty cute. But yeah, I said, hey, check this silly cat out, and the kids loved it.
Sure.
But you didn't do this to like your own daughter.
No, her phone was taken from her.
See, that's different, because I would spoil. It's like a grandparent spoiling their grandchild, right? But that's not how they raise
my
their
kid,
own children.
My kid had a burner phone for special emergencies, and she would routinely run the minutes out.
Oh.
And I'm like, this is not for your enjoyment. This is an emergency phone. What do you mean the minutes are dead? I tried to call you in the minute. All right, whatever.
20-year-old Gabriella Steinman told the Post, quote, when you delete it, you realize you don't need it, unquote. The economics major dumped both Instagram and TikTok back in 2019 and said the relief she felt after unplugging was almost immediate. She said, when I was posting, I wanted the best photo that I took and the best angle, and I had 20 different photos of the same thing. I was comparing myself to myself. It's not a fun game.
Well, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. That's how you're supposed to take pictures, right? You're supposed to take, 15, 20, and then keep the best
one. Do you need to be taking a picture of yourself every damn day and posting it online?
No, certainly not.
That's what these people are doing.
And don't forget filters.
Sure.
Dude, all the
latest filters that make you look like a Disney princess, an unreal
and
Disney
princess.
And that's
before they even get into Photoshop, man.
Do these people know how to use Photoshop?
They do photo editing. Not Photoshop per se, but there's programs
this,
on the
yeah.
phone.
Auto stuff. I don't think any of these kids know how to use Photoshop.
No, there's like touch. It's not Photoshop, but there's actual touch-up programs on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I know. I agree.
Quote, I would say it's an obsessive behavior and it's toxic, but it's also sneaky in that when you do it, it seems so normal, she said. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal last year, Facebook found that Instagram is harmful to teen girls and exacerbates body image issues, anxiety, and depression, but downplayed the significance of those internal studies. Penn State senior Pat Hamrick also ditched Instagram and Facebook 2 years ago when he felt himself getting caught up in comparisons. So Pat's a male. He said that social media, quote, had me subconsciously comparing myself to others, and it really ate at me. I was asking myself, am I doing the right things? Am I having the right kind of fun? Unquote.
I think a certain amount of comparison swapping is important for your own individual growth. You know, if you live in a bubble and you don't see what's really out there, you might not know to strive to be a better person. But it's gone to a whole new level where especially with the filters and the touch-ups, where now you're trying to achieve something that isn't even
real.
Possible. It's not real.
But you are right, though. You need at least two athletes to be able to determine that one of them is a good athlete.
Yeah, exactly.
So competition is important.
There is more coming
up here. And healthy.
Well, it's also inevitable. I mean, you can't avoid it. The number is 603-283-6160. What's your experience?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden back at the White House Tuesday night after spending some time in New Hampshire highlighting the role of ports in U.S. commerce.
This port supports over 2,300 jobs, adds $275 million to this region's economy.
Biden visiting the New Hampshire Port Authority at Portsmouth Harbor and talking about supply chain bottlenecks related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The parents of the alleged Michigan high school shooter will not have their bond reduced. An Oakland County judge refusing to bring it down from $500,000 to $100,000. She did accept James and Jennifer Crumley's wishes to be co-defendants in the case, represented by the same attorney, and tentatively set their manslaughter trial for October 24th. This is USA Radio News. Fannie Mae predicts a modest recession in 2023. A report from the mortgage giant cites inflation and the tightening of monetary policy by the Fed Reserve. Ongoing global impacts from Russia's war against Ukraine are also expected. Actor Johnny Depp is taking the stand in his libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard Tuesday. Depp is claiming Heard falsely accused him of domestic abuse in a 2018 Washington Post article and is suing her for $50 million. Depp telling jurors about the physical abuse he experienced from his mother as a child.
She could become quite violent, and she was quite violent, and she was quite cruel.
Heard's attorneys are claiming the allegations are true. The article isn't libel. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson claims he didn't know a 2020 birthday party thrown for him was illegal. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phone's open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. Ian Aria Conan in the studio tonight. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you are ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, we would recommend you head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. It'll take you some introductory video information. You can watch as many as you feel inclined to consume. Recommend at least the first one. It's going to cost you all of 3 minutes of your time. It's free otherwise to go and learn about crypto. At Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page to do that. If you're not brand new and you want to get some of the latest news headlines, they got those for you every single day over on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts and then more about the Gen Zers that are saying they're walking away from social media and they're liking it, getting more free time and not feeling as competitive with others that they might not even know. Let's go first, though, to Sarah in New Mexico, who knows nothing about social media because she doesn't use the Internet. She has plenty of free time, and so all she does is call talk radio stations all day and try to promote communism. Go ahead, Sarah. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah? Oh, that big intro, and she's not even there. to receive it. Going once, going twice.
Probably something about pedestrians.
Yeah, it was going to be red light cameras tonight.
Was it really? I
just one of her favorites.
Just there's only really a list of three or four or five
things.
She's
broken out. I mean, she does more.
Yeah, now it's all these days. That's all Russian spies and stuff and. I don't know. I don't know what radio.
That was a weird one, man.
I don't know what radio she listens to during the week.
I don't know, NPR or something like that.
Or maybe it's Netflix. Maybe it's some new Netflix show.
No, she doesn't have internet.
She doesn't have the internet.
She's offline.
Really?
Yeah. Social media.
The internet costs money that she doesn't have.
Don't they get free internet?
The welfare people? I don't think
so. The poor? Yeah, the poor get a free phone and free internet, right?
She's got the phone. She's got, like, the Obama phone.
Or do they have to go to the library to get internet?
Are they still calling it the Obama phone?
That's how long she's at it.
That's what I call it.
Penn State senior Pat Hamrick ditched Instagram and Facebook 2 years ago. He said he got himself caught up in all these comparisons with other people. He said that he got away from the gram for the sake of his mental health. He noticed a huge improvement in his mood. Quote,
Hold on, did he call it the gram?
Did you call it the
gram? No, that's what they call it here in the Social or the New York Post.
Well, you know what they call podcasts, right?
Cast?
Pods.
Oh, pods? Yeah, I don't know.
This has to have been written by, like, a boomer, man.
Maybe so.
The gram.
No, these are the kids who text everything, and so they're shortening up everything. They're condensing all these words. I think that's a boomer. I'm sorry. I think that's a zoomer word. If you're a zoomer, call in and tell me what you call these devices and which one's the best one to use. So I can stay as far away from it as possible.
He said he noticed a huge improvement in his mood. Quote, leaving Instagram made me feel better in day-to-day life. I'm just doing my thing my way. Hamrick isn't alone in his confidence, taking a hit after spending time in these online environments. A December survey from Tallow found that 56% of Gen Zers said, quote, social media has led them to feel left out by their peers.
Yeah, I can certainly see that, right? Like, their friends post a picture of themselves out at a bar or something like that, and they go, oh, I didn't get invited to the bar.
Yep.
I can see that happening, but all of this would be solved if the average person understood that no one else really cares that you went to the bar tonight. That there's no reason for you to tag your location as this Mexican restaurant or that bar or wherever you happen to go. People don't care. The internet convinced these people that you know how you visit your relatives and they bring out the baby pictures and they go, oh, look at all this. Everyone knows. No one cares. But the internet allowed these people to convince themselves that, yes, they do care. They do want to see these baby pictures.
Unless you add a creative story to go along with that picture, which is why I like some of your posts, and which is why I do like baby pictures if it's like a baby's just, you know, fell asleep in the cake or something. You've seen these pictures? Now, that's a neat picture. Or if Arya's talking about she turns a very simplistic picture, but she adds this crazy story on top of it, and it's like, all right, now that's creative. That's gained my attention. That's entertaining. You've won the day. But usually it's just a picture of your food, and I'm like, that's dumb. That is who gives a...
I do that with pictures of my pets. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
So I get where you're coming from, Ari, and I don't disagree from my personal perspective. But the way that these people have convinced themselves that people care is the number of people who like their content. They figure, oh, I posted this picture of my baby, or I posted this picture of, you know, where I went today, or whatever.
So what we should stop. There you go. So we should stop liking things. Stop liking people's pictures.
Well, doesn't that suggest that you care enough to press a like button?
Now you've got the Karens.
That's so easy.
Now
though.
You've got the Karens.
I don't know if that's that much of caring, but that is what makes people think that they're doing something worthwhile, right? Like, we know that a lot of young people judge their worth in life based on how many likes their pictures get on these platforms.
Mm. See, I tend to be way more stingy with my likes, and my love reacts and stuff like that than probably the average person is.
I have an allotment. I will not go over it. I'm very stingy with my likes. I mean, and my posts,
because
by the way.
Because you know that once you like something, Facebook is going to, their algorithm is going to do its thing. It's going to show you more of that.
Exactly.
I don't think the average person realizes that.
But even with my postings, I just described the posts that I like. They have to be creative. Mm-hmm. They have to gain my attention, and they have to make my day better, damn it.
So, Put a smile on your face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if it's none of that, then I don't even post it. So, I mean, I don't think I've posted anything in a month. And I don't think I've, I've maybe given like two or three likes this whole week. And they were, and it was good stuff too. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, no. I'm not liking your stupid picture of you that you posted. You post 10 of these pictures a week. No, no, stop it. It's not good. It's not good for anybody.
Erickson says, I think people will spend a lot of time putting together Instagram posts, which can be fun sometimes, but other times it just feels like, what's the point of all this? He said, and he admits that he intermittently deletes Instagram for up to half a year at a time. And I'll see, Bonnie does this too, where she will delete Facebook, or not Facebook, she's not on Facebook. She'll,
delete her account, or just all the posts?
She'll delete the app. She'll delete the Instagram.
And it comes whining back, or crawling back.
And then she comes back to it later. You know, within days, usually, she's back on. And usually there's a reason, right? Like there's an excuse of, oh, well, I can only reach this one friend through Snapchat. Yeah, so therefore, yeah. I had to reinstall Snapchat to get back in touch with this one friend, and then before you know it, she's, you know, scrolling through the snaps or whatever they call it.
The snaps, the grams.
They probably are called snaps, though. And see, I didn't even know that there was stuff to scroll through on Snap, on Snapchat. I didn't even know that.
I don't know if it's scroll. Maybe scrolling is the wrong word, but like moving through them, passing them, you know, going.
Sure, I didn't even know there was such a thing. I just. Only use it to send chats and pics in groups and to individuals. I've never...
Apparently, you can just watch whatever Snapchat thinks you should watch. So they have, like, a recommended... And TikTok's this way, too, where you can just watch things that are popular and see what other people are watching. Or you can look in categories. You can look in... I know on TikTok, you can look in a libertarian category. You can look at a, you know, you fill in the blank, whatever the hell you're into category. They've got all kinds of things like that. And these things, you can sink a lot of time into these apps. And that's what these people are saying, is they find that they got a lot more time after they delete these apps. And I have to say, that's what happened to me when I left Facebook in 2018. The next day, I thought to myself, wow, I have more free time to do more productive things than I have in years. It was really apparent to me immediately. She's back on it now, though. Erickson's friend and classmate at Columbia, Nicholas Myers, age 22, will not even download the app. Quote, I just don't really think people are presenting something for the sake of sharing a good time or trying to be funny, she said, who uses other social sites like Twitter casually and mostly for a good laugh. He said, from what he's seen, he finds the sleek, grasping feel of Instagram to be irritating. Quote, I guess it feels more like something curated, he said. According to the Tylo poll, most Gen Z respondents prefer TikTok to Instagram, with 34% calling it their favorite social media spot right now. And if you want to weigh in on your thoughts on the social scene...
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Number 603-283-6160. We're talking about social media and specifically Gen Z. Are they getting tired of it? Are they sick of socials and uninstalling, deleting accounts, and freeing up a lot of free time? Or is this article by New York Post a little overblown? If you want to weigh in, maybe tell us your personal experience with leaving or attempting to, and perhaps failing to leave, social media, because there's some of that in this story as well. You're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
Now, have either of y'all gotten off of some of these sites in recent years?
Yeah, MySpace.
That's a long time ago, though, right?
Yeah, and only because it died.
Is it still there? I thought it was still around.
It's still there, but
you mean it died off as far as usage?
As far as anyone wanted to even get on there. Yeah, I remember those days back in the day when you'd be scrolling clunky MySpace sites. And
where you actually had to edit the HTML.
Oh,
right?
God, it was horrible. Remember that? Yeah. But yeah,
was great though because you actually could make it look
custom.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, I've left a ton of these sites. I mean, especially within like the last year, where for the longest time, the only social media that I could even use was Facebook. So
well, yeah, does it count when the government forces you off?
Well, I guess so because you know I rejoined Twitter once I was allowed to.
Yeah.
And, you know, I rejoined you know all of these other social media platforms that I was finally allowed to rejoin, but I don't ever use them.
Hmm.
I think I post like 3 times a week to Twitter.
I spend a lot of time looking at Twitter. I get a fair amount of show prep, more so than I did from Facebook. One of the excuses that I use, like, me getting off of Facebook was a years-long process where early on I uninstalled all their apps from my phone, and that was good for me for a while. It kept me mostly – it gave me – freed up a lot of time, but I ended up leaving the entire site entirely just because it was just a huge time sink and I really wasn't getting anything out of it. But one of the excuses that I use to stay on Facebook – toward the end of my days there was that, well, I do get some show prep from it every now and then, and it was barely ever that I would really find anything useful, even though I'm following a bunch of libertarians on
they're too
Facebook.
Busy arguing about Libertarian Party
That's
drama.
That's the thing, yeah. It was constant drama amongst people fighting, whereas I will say this on Twitter, that you do see that from time to time. Like, for instance, Adam Kokesh was recently blowing up against, like, basically everyone.
Yep. Not us, though. He was super nice to us.
Yeah, not us.
And photoshopping abs onto his body.
I've heard the rumor, but I haven't seen the
I've seen the original pictures, and I've seen the ab pictures. It's blatantly in your face. Stop it, Kokesh. That's dumb.
Anyway, he's fighting over Libertarian Party stuff, and that's what the libertarians online tend to do, is just fight with each other because they just don't have anything productive
to do. Yeah, I think the whole thing started from him coming out as vegan or something.
I don't think that was why it started. I think that he's concerned with the direction of the Libertarian Party, and he doesn't like Group A or Group B, and I really just don't care about the National LP at all. But I
don't either, man.
You do see that kind of stuff, but for the most part, it is just mostly people posting things they think are interesting. So there's a lot of news. There's a lot of crazy videos. Like, we've played a ton of video clips that I found on Twitter. So I do get some value from it. And the thing that seems to be true with Twitter, at least compared to Facebook, is if you follow somebody, you do seem to see what they post. Whereas I noticed that on Facebook, you don't see everybody that you didn't, like, if somebody posted that you follow, you wouldn't necessarily see their stuff. And I'm pretty sure you see it on Twitter. I could be wrong.
Yeah, Facebook's algorithm is very, very heavy in that
selective
regard.
Yeah. Like, heavy-handed. Yeah.
It cares about what content is going to get your eyeballs to look at it, not what you want to look at.
Yeah. That's what I've noticed there. So I do spend a lot of time on it, just viewing it, but I don't spend much time interacting with it. I don't do much posting to it.
I like these libertarians or these people of any political persuasion who post these massive text stories to Facebook and stuff like that. Like, their whole political opinion, their whole political treatise posted there on Facebook. I'm like, dude, no one is going to read that, first of all.
Get a blog.
Yeah, and no one cares.
No one's going to read your blog either.
You're on the same platform as some of the dumbest memes known to humankind. I know, because I'm helping put them on Facebook as part of my service to humanity. And that it's right there alongside their idiotic posts about trans issues or the Libertarian Party or the Mises Caucus or Jeremy Kaufman or whatever they're outraged about this week. And they think it matters. And I love how meaningless Facebook actually is. And I think a lot of these libertarians on Facebook and social media in particular, I think they forget that social media posting isn't activism.
No, it's not.
It's armchair activism.
I don't even think it's worth that. It's just posting a useless...
They give it way more value than it actually has.
You would be a better activist if you took a megaphone and stood out on a street corner shouting your opinions into the streets.
Yeah, but then somebody might get mad at you. There's risk involved in real activism.
Yeah. So you're certainly not going to get anyone liking your standing there.
TikTok. You guys haven't been on TikTok, correct?
Nope.
I am allowed on TikTok, but I don't want to.
Let me stop you. Libs of TikTok. I've seen a couple of them videos. Those horror stories.
Are they actually on TikTok? Because I see them on Twitter.
Twitter and YouTubes and I see them on Facebook.
Are these liberals of TikTok or libertarians of TikTok?
No. Liberals. They are definitely liberals.
Okay.
Yeah, they've actually been in the news recently. Have you seen this?
They are going out. So the creator of Libs has just been out. It's just been doxed.
Right. Yeah, by the Washington Post.
And because Libs is getting so much attention from white, you know, the Tucker Carlsons of this world are using these very prime examples of what the left thinks of, especially your kids, and what should be done in society and in this great big community that we live in.
Now, explain to me how this works, because I've never been on TikTok. Is this like a hashtag people are using, or is this like...
It's an account.
Okay.
So these individuals have an account, and they just get on, and they talk about how they feel that
but
day.
But it's just one account.
I thought the libs of TikTok is where they show what the liberals are saying.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So they actually take a screenshot or a video or something.
A video.
Showing what the actual liberals are saying in their own words with no editorial commentary.
And
right?
One person who's curating liberal perspective.
She's an aggregator. Yeah. So basically, the last 2 weeks have really highlighted on teachers. Especially with the Don't Say Gay bill and whatnot, of all these teachers coming out about how their lives are being ruined by this new bill, and I can't believe that you don't want me to talk to your kids about sex. I don't understand why. I don't understand why the world is falling down around me. And it's
I don't understand, because all they do is talk about sex. I mean, we don't have to worry about these people and what they may be, or these liberals. They shouldn't have.
We don't, but our kids do.
These liberals of TikTok, the ones who are making these insane claims, they're never going to have kids. Is because they spend all of their time deciding and affixing labels to their sexual orientations, and they spend no time actually having sex.
You're partly right, and this is the big, big problem. These people don't have kids.
And they never will.
But they've got them in their classroom.
And so then they come into positions of power where they do have kids, the conservatives' kids, which is the saddest part about all of this. Conservatives have kids, liberals don't. And so what do? They get into academia and whatnot so that they can control the narrative.
Well, the conservatives, liberals have teacup poodles and whatever else so that they treat like children.
The conservatives need to get their kids out of the government schools.
Everyone needs to get their kids out of government schools.
Yeah, that's a fact. More on TikTok, though. The Gen Z respondents say that it is now their favorite social media spot. 34% of them said that. But the most dedicated users admit to questioning the platform or the phenomenon. Hallie Kalfox, age 23, confessed she's caught up in TikTok's clutches with, quote, no willpower, unquote, to delete the app from her phone. An aspiring actor and recent NYU grad, she believes that being popular on TikTok and repping big brands could bolster her career, but she knows that it's not good for her.
I love how she's already planning to sell out and she's not even famous yet.
Quote, I saw one girl who had about 3,900 followers, which is only 1,000 more than I have, get this huge package sent to her by Dior and did this huge unboxing video, and it really had me thinking, why her and not me? Oh, man. The East Village resident posts amusing content for more than 2,700
This is
followers.
The same generation that, you know, was eating Tide Pods, so...
That's right.
We have to start there with our expectations that they were snorting condoms and eating Tide Pods.
We were doing dumb stuff, too.
Dude.
Not that dumb, though.
We weren't eating Tide Pods.
We were putting banana peels in the microwave and...
What happens if you do that? I've never heard of that one.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that was for science, man.
So was Tide Pods.
No, that was stupid.
What happens if you put a banana peel in the microwave?
Supposedly it gets you high or something. If you just breathe it or smoke it. I don't know. No one knows. No one knows. They just heard the rumor. They're like, let's try it. Let's see what happens.
But then someone would know, right? Because they would have tried it.
And we tried it. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't sound like it does anything. The number 603-283-6160. You can join us here on the social media discussion or bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number 3 is coming up on Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.